Hi again, and thanks for joining us for another encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Today's reading, titled Dig It Up, was written by Ann Cetus. When Rebecca's brother and sister-in-law started having marriage problems, Rebecca prayed earnestly for their reconciliation, but they divorced. Then her sister-in-law took the children out of state, and their dad didn't protest. Rebecca never again saw the nieces she dearly loved. Years later, she said, "Because of trying to handle this sadness on my own, I let a root of bitterness start in my heart, and it began to spread to my family and friends." The book of Ruth tells about a woman named Naomi who struggled with a heart of grief that grew into bitterness. Her husband died in a foreign land, and 10 years later, both her sons died. She was left destitute with her daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah. When Naomi and Ruth returned to Naomi's home country, the whole town was excited to see them. But Naomi told her friends, "The Almighty has made my life very bitter. The Lord has afflicted me." She even asked them to call her Mara, meaning bitter. Who hasn't faced disappointment and been tempted toward bitterness? Someone says something hurtful, an expectation isn't met, or demands from others make us resentful. When we acknowledge to ourselves and God what's happening deep in our hearts, our tender gardener can help us dig up any roots of bitterness, whether they're still small or have been growing for years, and can replace them with a sweet, joyful spirit. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ruth chapter 1, verses 3 through 5 and 20 through 21. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. And now verses 20 through 21. "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me." Let's pray. God, there's just so much darkness and pain all around us, and it's easy to get dragged down by it. We ask you to help us see the goodness that you have on display in this world and lift us out of our despair. And if there is any bitterness in our hearts, reveal it to us and lead us out of it so we can shine your light to the world. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.